And now we'd like to zoom out and take a broader look at realignment. What might be the implications for the future? Berkeley Law School Senior Fellow David Onick recently sat down with Stanford Law Professor Joan Petersilia to talk about California's criminal justice realignment. Onick is a former San Francisco Police Commissioner. Petersilia is the former president of the American Society of Criminology and served as a special advisor to Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Here's what they had to say.
A lot of the focus on realignment has been on reducing the state prison population, but realignment is also going to lead to enormous changes in county jails. As one example, jails previously held sentence offenders for a maximum of 1 year and then just thus did not need to focus on long-term rehabilitation programming. Now they may hold inmates for much longer periods of time and will need to develop this type of programming with relatively limited resources. Can you talk about this challenge and other challenges that sheriffs face in running their jails under realignment?
Well, it is going to be a huge impact on county jails. Currently in California, 23 jail systems are already under court order to not expand their prison population. But now they're going to be getting, you know, tens of thousands of new prisoners. Let's say in Los Angeles County is one of the counties that is, in fact, facing a court order already not to expand prison capacity. And now they've got a huge population that can't go back to prison. So how do you punish that population? If you want them to get taken off the street for incarceration, incapacitation, your only option is the jail. And so we, in fact, today, the Santa Barbara County reported that they sentenced a local man convicted of drug possession to 23 years in the county jail. Sacramento County has come out with extremely long sentences as well. So in that instance, how do you handle a person that is facing a 10 to 20 year sentence in a local jail, which was really designed for persons serving less than a year? And so the jail is going to face not only overcrowding as you sentence more felons into jail than people who were pretrial and lower risk are kind of going to come out the other end. But also the kind of structure you're going to need and the kinds of programs and the kind of security that you're going to need when higher risk populations are serving longer terms in local custody.
So how do you think counties should handle these dilemmas that you're enumerating?
Well, the good side of realignment is that it's going to face every county going to be faced with the decision, how much do they want to punish offenders who represent different risks? I think a rough guess is that we have over-incarcerated probably 15% to 20% in California, both at the jail and at the prison. And so I think that realignment will force us to stop being so harsh on very low-level, first-level offenders who are annoying. They continue to come back in the system, but they don't represent high risk. That's the positive side of realignment. It's going to force counties to pay for the punishment options they really want, and that's going to force us to rethink harsh punishment for lower-level of felons. It's going to force counties to beef up, if they can, if they choose this direction, to beef up their treatment opportunities and their treatment services. I know many counties, particularly in Northern California, are using their funds to expand the contracts of treatment programs that they have a lot of faith in. So day reporting centers are expanding across California. Specialty treatment court, drug courts, mental health courts, veterans courts, a lot of those counties are using their realignment funds to expand those options. Housing, I think we're going to see a little bit of housing expanded, though I think that's the most difficult thing to expand. It's the most expensive, but it's also kind of the most important when we think about success for reentry. So I think we're going to see counties going in very different directions. I think the sheriffs have become a huge player. The sheriffs now, because of these court orders, actually have the legal authority to release people. So, for example, that case I just spoke of where you've sentenced the person in Santa Barbara to 23 years, that may or may not stick, because when that offender shows up at the county jail in Santa Barbara, the Santa Barbara sheriff has to make the decision about whether or not he can stay, given his their overcrowding situation. And so the sheriff has been a big winner in realignment. They will decide whether or not the sentences really can be, in fact, imposed, given the local capacity. And there will be pressure from the sheriffs to expand that capacity.
that is the situation in the local jails. Let's turn back to the state prisons for a minute, where we're going to have a situation that the non-non-nons leave prison. A smaller group of more serious, hardcore offenders will remain. What is that going to mean for our state prison system?
Well, you know, in fact, that is the real promise to me of realignment. We should be reserving jail for the most serious. And that's really what realignment does. It realigns everybody who doesn't deserve prison out of prison, simply put. So what will be remaining is exactly what most people want our prisons to be used for. They are expensive. We know that they probably are not going to be getting many services. So we want to reserve that for the most dangerous. And that is, in fact, what is going to happen. We are going to have a population in about 5 years of about 135,000, if projections are correct. So we will reduce our prison population from today's population of about 160. We'll bring it down by about 30,000. But those that will be remaining will be much more hardcore. We will have more lengthy sentences, so they'll be growing old in prison, which has implications for the cost. Currently costs us about $53,000 a year per prisoner. That cost will go up, so we're going to get a sicker, more elderly population on the one end, but we'll probably also be getting, in other ways, a more dangerous population, gang involved, much more serious violence potential. And so we will see a hardening of the prison population and a lengthening of the time that they serve there.
And basically, we will be imprisoning at the state level the people who need to be imprisoned at the state level and not imprisoning folks who would be better served at the local level in their communities.
Yes. And that was, in fact, the promise around realignment. And that's what sold it to the legislature, is that we have over-incarcerated. It's breaking the state budget. And so let's get back to the original purposes of prison, which was to house the most dangerous people convicted in the state. And if realignment works, 5 years out, that's what we should have.